Meet Nandita. She's breaking boundaries, crossing borders, and reclaiming the truth about women's health. Hello, Nandita. Welcome to the podcast. How are you today?
Thank you. Thank you, Akriti, for inviting me. And I'm doing great. What about you?
I'm doing good too. Thanks. You're the first person to ask me that. I think the most important reason of having you today was that the last few weeks I've been working a lot and working a lot on the field, and I've met a lot of female journalists, and a lot of them I'm meeting for the very first time, and I feel like the top two conversations that bring us a little closer or get us into like a kickstart mode, into a friendship or something like more, is women health and men. And I just think that it's really, really important to talk about, because I know there are so many people who I gave your number to that, hey, you can reach out to her because they have PCOD, PCOS, they can't sleep, they have pain. Like, their life revolves around their period, including mine.
Yeah, of course, it does.
So I think it's very important to understand. And one thing that I want to put out there as a disclaimer is that I didn't know so much about women health, despite being a woman for 29 and a half years. And when I met you, you explained so much to me. And I was like, does my body go through that much? Is it true? And it also feels like health, medication, fixing something in your body is a very alien term and is related to something which is either a taboo or a fear, because you're like hospital, doctors, medication, etc. And then when I met you, I realized that it could just happen by like changing a meal or adding something to your meal or just like very bare minimum steps. So we are here to help others to do that.
Why not? And as you said, that this is the most important topic we talk whenever we meet another woman, because they are the only one who actually understands us, right? Because we all are going through it every month. Since we are like 12 or 13 till the time we are 45, 50, whatever it is, like we have to go through it. And every time it is different. And people and men generally say, abhi tak to aadat ho gayi hogi, right? Nahi ho bhai aadat abhi tak, right? Because every time we are struggling with it because nobody has taught us. In 12, in our 8th standard, the reproduction book said, the reproduction chapter said, that if your egg is fertilized, then you have a baby. And if it doesn't get fertilized, then
nothing.
You know, it is a period. That's it.
What
else was taught to
us? That is true, but that's a lot that you remember, because all I remember was my class giggling. Okay, and even though we were from like a good school, the only thing I can remember is teacher walking in and I was like, that chapter is coming now. So I feel like most of the things about education, like health education and sexual education, either I get to know from friends or I get to know from like conversations with
or
someone else. Yeah,
that's it. So nobody taught us what it is, how are we going to deal with this. And most importantly, there were no good research work. Well, earlier, there was not a lot of work done on women and their health. Everything was, like, every scientist was a male and they were doing all the researches on male bodies only. And today, till now, the industrialization that, you know, 9-to-5 work culture is because of males only. Because that's how male body works. However, female body doesn't work like that. We are just fighting and jumping into everything and trying to compete with men. And then we are competing with ourselves as well, because that is not our natural clock.
I do remember someone saying that the AC temperature in corporates is set to the male body temperature, which is why women are always cold in office. And I didn't realize the importance of that. But now jumping into the fact, the basic, which I also got to know through Instagram reels, are the fact that we have four phases. Like our life revolves around four phases.
Every month there are 4 weeks and we have four phases. Right. Or however, on the other side, men have that 24-hour cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Every day they are same. They get up in the morning, their testosterone is high. By the end of the day, the testosterone is going down, down, down. And then next morning, again, it's up. Mm-hmm. So they have a 24-hour cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Because of which they feel same every day. And this is the reason they don't understand, why are we having mood swings? Why are we are different every week? Why are we, you know, it is unjustice to them as well, because उन्हें भी किसी ने पढ़ाया नहीं है एंड हमें भी किसी ने ढंग से पढ़ाया नहीं, तो वी आर ऑल्सो स्ट्रगलिंग एंड जस्ट ट्राइंग टू टॉक टू अनदर वुमेन एंड ट्राइंग टू अंडरस्टैंड इज इट सेम फॉर यू, इज इट सेम फॉर मी, राइट? सो इवन जस्ट लाइक आई टोल्ड यू बिफोर, इवन आई हैव स्ट्रगल्ड विद माई पीरियड्स एंड पीरियड पेन, बट देन आई डिड अ लिटिल बिट मोर रिसर्च स्टडीज कोर्सेज एंड दैट्स हाउ आई understood that, okay, women's cycle, hormonal cycle is 28 days.
Mm.
We cannot be same every day. Let's start with follicular phase, first phase. Just after our periods, that is a follicular phase. That is the period where you are very creative. You will get some real good ideas. And of course, your estrogen is a little higher. So you don't need to eat a lot. You can work with less calories. On the then the next phase is ovulation, which is the great and the best phase for women who are trying to conceive. Like, they can, it lasts for 5 days, yeah, and again it demands different kind of food and routine and workout, but yes, you can do a lot of communication and collaborative kind of meetings during that period of time. You're very much outgoing and, you know, good with socializing skills. That is the time when you should actually have meetings with your clients, you know, at workplace. You should have meetings with your boss and presentations. That is the best time to have it, because that time your communication is at its peak. Follicular is for creativity. Ovulation is for
communication.
And little phase, that's the cranky wala period. But that is the time, if you are eating right, if you're exercising well, if you're taking care of your sleep, then that is the time when you are actually going to close all your tasks. That okay, tuck, 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 I'm gonna close this now. Okay, that's the best time to be more productive. But again, you have to take care of your nutrition, exercise and everything else. Then you get your period, menstrual phase. In that phase, that is the report card. You don't do anything at that time. That is the report card, that how you have treated yourself in that entire month.
Mm-hmm.
And if the period is good, if you are healthy, if you are feeling a little bit of sensation around your stomach, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are getting a cycle in just 28 days to 32 days, period flow is fine, blood clots are not there, everything is fine, then that's a good report that shows that you're healthy, your hormones are healthy, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
So you should not feel that much pain, because your body itself releases painkillers.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, whatever you're saying right now, it actually sounds too much work. You know, it's like I'm already dealing with so many things, and I think a lot of women, they even like live either alone or with friends or whatever. So they don't even have extra help, and they have to do their dishes, they have to cook their food, they have to just like, and then be at work and make sure their house is nice. So I mean, it, and whatever you're saying sounds a lot of work. So I'm like, at the end of the day, I'm okay if those 3-4 days I have a lot of pain instead of like taking care of myself. So is there any way to make it easier?
Of course, of course. So first of all, I understand that the entire taking care of sleep, stress, food, workout, it can be a lot. But taking one step at a time and one day at a time is the key. And you don't have to take like extreme diets. Like I have shared my diet with you, right? Like I've shared the meal plan. Have you ever felt like, oh, this is too much, this is too extreme, I can't afford this, or I can't find this?
No.
Right? It's always there. This is something we have been eating. It's just that we need to know what to eat when and how much to eat when. जैसे द वे आई एक्सप्लेन दैट फॉलिकुलर फेज इज अ टाइम व्हेन योर कैलोरीज कैन बी अ लिटिल लेस यू कैन ईट अ लिटिल लेस एंड स्टिल यू कैन गेट गुड रिजल्ट्स हाउएवर व्हेन इट इज ल्यूटल फेज दैट इज द टाइम यू हैव टू ईट अ लॉट नॉट अ लॉट मतलब यू हैव टू ईट हेल्दी एंड यू हैव टू टेक केयर ऑफ योर सेल्फ सो एज आई सेड जस्ट टेक स्मॉल स्टेप्स लाइक इट कैन बी नंबर वन फिक्सिंग योर स्लीप टाइम वेरी बेसिक नाउ आई एम नॉट सेइंग कि यू हैव टू गेट अप 5 o'clock इन द मॉर्निंग नो वट एवर यू आर कंफर्टेबल विद लेट्स से 8 देन कैलकुलेट इट अकॉर्डिंगली 8 आवर्स ऑफ स्लीप एंड स्लीप एट दैट सेम टाइम एवरी डे जस्ट फिक्सिंग योर स्लीप टाइमिंग विल हेल्प यू सो मच बिकॉज दैट्स हाउ यू आर गोइंग टू train your body that this is the time you need to release this hormone this is the time you need to release this hormone by just fixing your sleep timing and it can be a lot initially but again you can just try with 15 minutes let's say you right now you're sleeping by 2 a.m. in the at night and then you're trying to do your 12 to 8 routine so let's just try by sleeping 1:30 first then 1 then 12:45 then 12:30 and then eventually you'll be sleeping by 12 so you don't have to do it all of it all together and then wo thak ke haar ke and then you're just like within 5 days you're tired of course you'll be tired so just take one thing at a time understand which is that area which needs the most kind of concern and it needs a lot of help so for you it was your diet right so you started with that and then we are taking another step to work towards your sleep and then with time we will be working towards your stress as well so we have to take one thing at a time and within a period of 3-4 months you'll see a great change but yeah some people even see the changes in a month also so it depends how sincere you are and just by taking one day at a time that's okay.
As someone who's been in this profession for a long time and you do a lot of research and you talk to a lot of people, so it's also, it's not only about like your experience, but you're also evolving with other people's experiences as well. Yeah. So I want to know that what are the few things that you feel people are, they are misinformed about when it comes to women health and how can they fix that?
Oh, a lot of times gynec itself, my gynec itself has said that, you know, hota hai pain.
Yeah, that happened with me also.
Yeah, right? And she just gave some tabs, some iron deficiency wala tablets and then, kuch ladkiyon ko zyada hota hai. Kuch ladkiyon ko waise zyada hota hai. अरे नहीं मुझे कुछ ज्यादा हो रहा है आई एम ट्राइंग टू टेल यू माय प्रॉब्लम एंड व्हाई आर यू नॉट टेकिंग इट सीरियसली
बिकॉज एक्चुअली इवन व्हेन आई केम टू यू आई डिडंट बिलीव यू यू सेड इट विल बी फाइन एंड आई वाज लाइक ड्यूटी
बिकॉज रियली या बिकॉज ऑल आवर गायनेक्स हैव सेड दिस टू अस
गायनेक्स नॉर्मल आई वेंट टू सो लाइक आई मीन व्हेन आई वाज यंगर एंड आई मीन मे बी 5-6 इयर्स इनटू गेटिंग माय पीरियड एंड स्टफ I touch wood never had to go to a gynec, but like once or twice, my mom was like, "Dude, you have like too much pain," because I'm like puking, and I'm on the bed and I'm crying, and I'm craving for help. It's like touching death and coming back every month, and you're still not used to it, obviously. And then you said this, and honestly, 2 months, you saw that I actually didn't have pain, and I was like, Almighty has come in my life.
This is just a lack of education maybe or lack of awareness about this.
Even the doctors are saying like this in India then. Yeah. I mean, I don't know abroad. Like, I mean, I generally know that where like my gynec in Germany, like she's just happy that I get regular periods because Europeans have I'm not saying they have a bad diet. They in fact have probably better diet, but their immune system and their body and their hormones work in ways where it's so common for almost 50 to 60% of women that I have encountered with to have their periods either for 1 or 2 days only and in like 3 months, 4 months.
Irregular. Yeah.
Yeah. And they don't even say they have PCOD or PCOS. Yeah. I don't know if they have or they don't.
Yeah.
But like that word, I've heard a lot in India compared to abroad.
Yeah.
But still, the ones who even say they have this, they might, their irregularity is like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
But there I know people, 2 months, 3 months, it's fine. And what gynecs do is they give birth control pills.
Yeah.
And which obviously we don't talk about here as well.
Hmm.
And like, then they are like birth control pill le lo, do 3 mahina lo, aur fir wo jo gap hai jahan aapko nahi lena hota birth control pill, body ko pata hoga ki period aana hai to ho jayega. And I was like, hota hoga aise, humne to suna hi nahi wahan, matlab ke matlab birth control pills is not something. Even when I had a conversation with my mom, she was like just don't take it because it messes up your hormones.
Yeah, it does.
And I'm
that's
really
what
scared.
Our parents have taught us. Like my mother also used to say, don't even take painkillers. It will make your hormones crazy and, you know, you will get addicted to it. Every month you have to have them. And then even if after a point, and that happened with me also, that I was taking painkillers, but after a point, that painkiller effect was also
gone. Huh?
Yeah, that was gone.
You're just taking it because your body's used to it.
Yeah.
So what is like, okay, I just want to know in like 2-3 things that you would suggest probably everybody to try once and then see if their periods are less painful. I'm not saying like completely like pain free, but like less painful. Because if it helps, then you'll get more clients.
Of course, of course. So first of all, they need to check their own hormonal health. Like there are tests.
Okay.
That you take after a period.
Okay.
After 1 week.
Okay.
So let's say you had your period done by Saturday. And then next Saturday you're going to take a test.
Okay.
Which will give you a report that, okay, what are those four hormones doing in your body? And you'll understand a little better.
Okay.
Now, if you can't understand it yourself, you can reach out to gynec or maybe your coach, health coach, nutritionist, whoever you want to talk about. Then, once you are aware of it, go for full body checkup as well.
Okay.
That will help you with your iron levels.
Mm.
Iron deficiency is again a very common thing in India, because of which women do experience this kind of painful periods. So we need to fix that too.
Yeah, you remember
so,
my iron.
Yeah, right. I fixed your iron, right? So iron deficiency. Then third is water intake. You have to stay hydrated no matter what, which is again, because of ACs, like yesterday only my colleague was telling me I didn't drink water the entire day because AC was on and she didn't feel like. So people have to be mindful about that. Maybe they can put reminders.
Okay.
Fourth, very basic, as I said earlier also, that please fix your sleep schedule. Eight hours of sleep is the minimum sleep which you can get, and it should be like that because agar sleep sahi nahi hai, your cortisol level will go up. And if that goes up, then everything is going here. Yeah. So sleep is important. Stress, definitely. Don't take a lot of stress. Just, okay, something is giving you stress. So try to figure out why are you taking that stress. Try to talk to yourself only that, how can you solve this or how can you change this? And if you can't change this, if you can't change the entire situation, what is that one thing which will help you to de-stress? Do that. Like you said earlier that during COVID you were painting, you were doing painting. That was your de-stress, right? You found something new. So why not doing it again and again, maybe once in a week or maybe whenever you feel like. So find your de-stressing hobbies or something which makes you happy. It can be yoga, it can be meditation, it can be dancing, it can be anything. Just like gardening, anything. So these are the 4-5 basic things which everyone can start with. And apart from that, yes, as I said, iron test and wo sab to karne hi hai, and then that's how you'll change your diet. You have to be a little more mindful about that. Are your iron levels, vitamin C, vitamin D, magnesium, micronutrients are on point or not? Because they have a really good impact. And most importantly, try to use less chemicals. on your face, on your skin.
Okay.
Yeah, because they also have a very little impact, but yeah. Yes, when you use them every day, mm-hmm. that little becomes a lot in mm-hmm. a year, and they have some serious impacts on your hormones. So try to get rid of these hormone disruptors.
Okay.
As I said, that sleep, why again and again telling you that sleep is important, stress, controlling your stress levels are important, because stress gives you cortisol, and then that's your adrenal, and then there is uterus connection, and then there is your other hormones, which is related to your LH, FSH, estrogen, progesterone. These are the four main hormones in your body which are always working, and sometimes that one is high, some weak, this one is high.
Okay.
So if these four have to work really nice in a very good way, your cortisol should be on track.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, uterus, yeah, you know, that was OAT axis, that, which the another nutritionist was talking about, but yeah. In a layman language, I would say that yes, you have to take care of your stress levels, cortisol,
okay.
which is really important.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason I told you that luteal phase is important.
Yes,
luteal phase mein you can't take a lot of stress.
Yeah, okay.
You just have to wind up all your tasks.
Yeah,
do yoga a little. Yeah. Relaxing exercises,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't give you a lot of stress. You can do running also,
mm-hmm.
you can do Pilates, you can do yoga, yin yoga, and eat healthy yeah. food, magnesium rich food, which yeah. gives you better sleep. You get a really good sleep at night, which mm-hmm. is important, and then that's how you balance it all. So luteal phase is really important.
Luteal phase.
Yeah. Then you get
we
your
can
period.
Have, so basically don't track any stress that week and then yes. dump it onto the next week. And the week after that and the week after that.
That's you'll good, be able huh? to manage it. You'll be able to manage. Luteal phase you have to take care, extra take care. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You can't, because if that cortisol goes up, then everything yeah. else is going haywire, and then it's a big mess yeah. in your body.
Yeah, and I also wanted to ask you, like, you've written many books, and mm-hmm. a couple of them are journals.
Mm-hmm. Two, yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. so we've spoken about, like, the importance of journaling. Mm-hmm. So I want to understand if you could explain mm-hmm. how journals and women hormones mm-hmm. go hand in hand.
Oh, that goes a long way.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you this from my own experience, because I used to journal a lot
mm-hmm.
since I was like 15-year-old kid. Huh? Mm-hmm. Since then, I've been writing, journaling. And of course, I used to write about my period pain as well. And with time and time, when I got into this fitness field, fitness industry, that time I started writing, what am I eating, what am I working, like, I was working out really well, I mm-hmm. was doing everything just like any other guy was doing in the gym, and I was still having painful periods.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised that why is it happening to me.
Yeah, why?
But because it was not aligned with my hormones. As I said, Abhi, just that luteal phase, you're not supposed to do strength conditioning, really rigorous workout, HIIT. No. That is the time you should do yoga. That is the time you should do running. You should I will be there to guide you, right? Because of course, no one can do that. But I have tracked myself and I've done that journaling. That has helped me. Every night, I used to write what I've done, what kind of workout I've done,
yeah.
and what kind of meals I've had in yeah. the day, and what, how many liters of water I've had.
Mm-hmm.
These were the three things, and I still carry that journal with me. Like okay. I still have it with me. I still write it on a daily basis so that it becomes a habit, no matter where, you know, what age is it. So when you do that,
yeah.
I realized I was doing everything according to a male body.
Mm-hmm.
Just I was trying to be like them every day.
Mm-hmm.
Same. Working out. I got abs also.
Yeah.
But still painful periods.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the point I understood. Okay, I'm doing something wrong with my body. I need to do a little bit more research.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do another course. Let's find something else. And that's when I did another course on hormone health. And that was the point my mind was blown away. I was like, oh my God, we don't have to do this much. Like, doing less is more.
Yeah.
You know? You don't have to do that much. Like, every week, every day I'm trying to do HIIT, or every week I'm trying to do lift those weights. Nahin karne ki zarurat hai. 1 week you can do a little bit. 1 week you can do a lot. Then 1 week you can just relax and rest. Even during menstruation, you can just do yoga, stretches, yin yoga, simple workout, or walking, simple walking. So every phase, that's what I'm telling, every phase requires different exercise routine, different meal, and you're good to go. And sleep is something which you have to keep constant, nothing else.
Okay.
अगर इनने तीन चीज़ों को भी सही कर लिया, अपने आप स्ट्रेस भी कम हो जाएगा, अपने आप ही हो जाएगा, बिकॉज कॉर्टिसोल ऊपर जा ही नहीं पाएगा.
ओके,
तो चलो इसे थोड़ा सिंपल करने के लिए ऐसे बोलते हैं कि वर्कआउट, स्लीप कॉन्स्टेंट टाइम पे रखना, एंड मील्स. दैट्स इट.
यू've written a lot of books and you've done a lot of work, which we will eventually get to. But right now, I think I'm going to take your journal and I'm going to ask you random questions from there.
Okay.
And you have to answer.
Please be kind.
You can't. I mean, you're not being really kind to us because we have to answer that. But yes, so we have to do that. You can't take too long to think, okay?
Okay. Like that's like, oh wow, this is coffee with Karan.
yeah, something like that. Okay. You can say stop. I'll be liberal and I'll give this opportunity that you can say stop.
Okay.
Okay.
You can be liberal.
Say stop. You can say stop.
And stop.
Okay, I like this. What are three things beautiful about you?
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Okay. Number one, I think I have been blessed with the ability to understand people. Like, in general, I can understand their point of view, why they're shouting, why they're yelling, why they're behaving this way. Since I was a kid, not like today only, now I have studied this much, but understanding was something was inbuilt in me. And I really like that because that has helped me in my career, in my relationships, that they all feel, wow, you can really understand my pain or my happiness and everything really well. So that's the one. Number two is no, this is getting difficult now. What is beautiful? Can you repeat the question?
Three things beautiful about you.
About me. Okay.
Your hair.
Okay. Oh my God. Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, I like my hair too. When it comes to physical appearance, that's my favorite part. Touch wood, tutu.
Yes.
Thirdly, I was about to say something. Yeah. That I take actions. A lot of time, people think so much that they end up doing nothing. And that they're just in their head, they're just thinking about it, pros and cons and this and that. And I'm someone who will just jump into it and then I'll figure it out. So sometimes I'm also struggling with it, but at the same time I like that, okay, fine, I did it. At least I'm happy.
Okay.
So yeah, that's another thing.
And your home?
Three things about my home. Okay. So I think I love my mom. She cooks really good food. I am addicted to her.
I love how you said, I love your mom, and then the next sentence was the food.
Yeah, she cooks really good food. But I can have n number of fights with her, but I'll still go and have her food, and she knows that I'm addicted to that. Second, I love my dadu. He's someone who has always supported me, my decisions, my thinking process. And then third is, I think I'm blessed that I have home and I have a safe shelter and everything is good.
Yeah
that's I'm blessed with that. I'm happy with that.
Okay. Three things beautiful about your country.
Okay. Geologically, I really like India. And yesterday also we were talking about it, right?
Yeah.
Geologically, I really love it. And secondly, I think yahan pe thode se irritating log hain kuch kuch. But at the same time, बहुत बारी आपको बहुत अच्छे एंड सपोर्टिंग लोग मिलते हैं. सो इट्स अ गुड ब्लेंड ऑफ बोथ एंड आई टच वुड हैव बीन ब्लेस्ड विद अ लॉट ऑफ गुड पीपल इन माई लाइफ इंडियंस. एंड थर्ड इज द क्लाइमेट. आई मीन आई लाइक दैट वी कैन एक्सपीरियंस ऑल द सीजन्स.
ओके. It was like you like 55 degrees.
No, not 55 degrees, but I still enjoy that there is a summer, there is rainy. There, yeah, it's not like stagnant, ekhi jaisa, same, pura saal. Wo bahut boring ho jata.
Yeah. And three things you love about your, I mean, that are beautiful about your planet.
Well, ye mujhe mere geology ke dinon ke yaad dila raha hai ab. So, about our planet, of course, that there. Life can exist on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, this planet has given a lot to us.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we human beings are really creating a mess mm-hmm. on it. I really like dinosaur time where they were just chilling.
Sure, because you were right there, right, with them.
I mean, I was not there, but I've studied about their lives and their extinction and everything in so much detail that I envy them sometimes.
Yeah.
They were having such a great time. Now we are just building malls and these big things. And then we are the ones who are suffering with bad water, bad air. We are the ones who are creating it and making it worse for ourselves.
Yeah.
But it was good naturally the way it was.
Yeah.
And... third thing I like about my planet is that it has art in it. Now it's my turn. I'll ask you something.
Okay.
Mm.
Do I get the liberty to say stop?
Yes.
Okay, fine. I don't think so because I feel you're scanning.
No, just say. Say.
Okay, stop.
Okay. List 5 ways you can be kinder to yourself.
God, that's tough. I think by avoiding procrastinating, number one, and by not being guilty of putting myself before others, whoever it might be. And third, I would say, I have to now finally get back to being physically fit again. And I think like one which I think is the most important is that I have a very bad tendency of people like for creating dependency on them
mm-hmm.
without either being asked or told
mm-hmm.
That I want to be dependent, but I just get dependent on them and I'm like, you're too kind and you're so nice and if they hurt me, then I get really hurt.
Mm.
And it's not sometimes even their fault because they're like, why are you giving us so much importance?
Mm.
But I just end up doing that. So I think maybe if I start depending on myself more, I think that would be kinder because I think I will not disappoint myself.
That's nice.
And fifth is tough. I think right now I should be kinder by accepting how I feel about Zelda, my dog, not being there in my life anymore. And I think like that will do wonders for me once I accept that it has happened. You know, one funny thing is that I just discovered yesterday. So I have very like this habit that every time I used to go to an ice cream tathela, I would buy one ice cream for me and I'd buy like a vanilla cup for her. Especially quality was because she didn't like anything else.
Mm.
So this one vanilla cup. And yesterday I was with my family and we were going back and it was 11 p.m. And I was like, I want this ice cream. And I was like, bhaiya, ye de do aur ek vanilla cup. And my mom's like, why are you taking for me? Because like she doesn't really eat ice cream so much. Mm. And I was like, it's not for you, ma. And she's like, I'm not going to eat. And Zelda's not there. Who are you taking it for? And I just dropped dead in that moment. Like, my heart sunk and I broke down in front of the ice cream wala. And I was like, I don't know how to live. Like, I didn't know that I'm dependent on my dog this much. Like, I know I love dogs and I love animals and I'll sell my soul for them, but I didn't realize the dependency that even though I'm in a house filled with people right now because my brother's back, my mom's there, we have other dogs as well, and we have helpers at times and friends and coming are going. And I'm like, you guys are all there, but I'm still alone. Like,
but wo nahi hai.
Exactly, like, I'll start crying here.
No, but don't.
I just feel like it's, I just don't know how to replace her. Like,
of course,
I know you can't replace her, but yeah, I was like, I'm way too dependent on her than I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, we've drifted away from the topic. But anyways, coming back to something that you said earlier, you said that it's a report card for ourselves when we get our periods,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That we're like, we're figuring out like how we did the last three and a half weeks.
Yeah.
So I want to know like how can we judge that report card firstly by ourselves? And if yeah, then what are the parameters?
Yeah, of course we can. A very simple biohack is your period blood itself. So there are four types of period bloods. If it is a red cranberry, then you're good to go. There are no clots. That's great. Your hormone health is on point. But if it is brown, then maybe your progesterone is a little low. Then you're going to experience really difficulty in conceiving and maintaining the pregnancy during your first trimester. Like we have heard a lot of times that people get women get miscarriages very often, maybe because of their progesterone is really low. Third one is purple or clots, a too dark blood, which shows that your estrogen is too high. Now estrogen getting at its peak in, and then that has another levels of issues and symptoms, like your body is trying to tell you something there, and in long run if you're just ignoring that clots, then that means in future you might have another kind of diseases, very serious ones. And then we have fourth, which is pink. That pink shows that very light pink shows that estrogen is too low.
Okay,
so that's what I said, that all these four hormones, progesterone, estrogen, LH FSH, all four should be at right levels.
Yeah.
If they are not, they are going to show you in some or the other way. But you should be mindful enough, you should be aware enough that you know that, okay, this is the change which I'm experiencing, and this is the kind of blood color I'm getting every month, and this is something only you can do it. So that itself is a very classic basic report card you get every month. And if you get something like this, if it is red, then it's good, all good. But then if it is the colors, please go and reach out to your gynec.
So now that we've tried to educate our audience a lot about women health, I also want to know that I mean, now I want to jump into your journey, why you did this, and like what were your struggles.
Okay, so yeah, I was till 2018, I was that basic science student who was trying to get a job and taking feedbacks from their parents, and they were asking me to try for government job, and I was trying for that too. On the other hand, I was preparing for PhD, NET exams and everything. Kind of dull, but I thought this is the way to go ahead and in your career. So, but then I lost my special family member because of cancer, and that was diagnosed like at the last stage. That was fourth stage. And what he said to me was, "Kaash tu doctor hoti, because these doctors are really, they are messing up with me. They're just experimenting every day. Kaash tu hoti, I would have trusted you better, and you know, you could have helped me better." And I felt like, oh God, what am I doing? That death was like a awakening call or spiritual call or whatever you can say, that what am I doing? Do I like this or not? Do I want, like, I definitely like that subject. Of course, I love studying geology, but do I like to work there? Do I want to work there for 50, 60 years, next whatever the life I have? And the question was no. That was not my calling. That was not something I enjoy doing it. So that's when I joined Cult. My journey began as a dance fitness trainer. So I loved dancing since I was a 5-year-old kid. So it started with that, and with time, COVID happened, and that made us all realize that, okay, yes, health is important and we have to work on it. And then I did a couple of courses, research and everything on the basis of this health industry. And that's how I understood, okay, I can get abs too. And I can be like this too. And I started loving myself and my body better. And then, but still that period pain was still somewhere there. So that was constantly reminding me that I'm doing something wrong. So that made me feel like, okay, let's go deeper in women health and we, you know, research and this. And that's how finally I got over this period pain also. And I'm now willing to help more women because PCOS is the trending condition, I would say. It's not a disease. It's a syndrome. It's just a condition which you build over a period of time. So I just want to help women out there with their PCOS condition, because this period thing is so natural. It should happen and you should feel graceful about it because it is there. It's our nature. It's in our nature. Even every animal on this planet have that. But why are women, we especially human beings, are suffering from it, from that much pain, right? So that was the reason I thought that this is something I would like to do more. And that's when Indian Hormone was born. So I wrote another book about Indian hormones where I'm talking about hormonal health and trying to educate men also about this, because abhi tak hami ko ye baatein pata nahi thi. And then men are struggling with our mood swings. Of course they are struggling with us also.
I want to ask you this also more. Because in the podcast that I did with my mom, right? Like, as a woman, and of course with so much caliber and experience, I asked her that how she, I mean, because I already mentioned that my brother's been there thick and thin when it comes to like periods, which is why it raises my standards, because I see men who have been associated with outside, like my boyfriends, have never done that, but my brother has. And then I'm like, no, stop, there's something wrong there. And like, now it like raises your standards, because you're like, your own family member is doing it and you expect someone who you will be for the rest of your life to do it, right? And I think when she was sharing, like, she shared, like, the non-medical part of how men should be there for women. And I want to know that from you on, like, the medical, on the scientific side, that how can men, any, your brother, your friend, your partner, even your father, like, how can they be there for you that can help?
Of course, they just, by being us being us, are you understanding what I'm trying to say? Like, there are days when we do get a little carried away with our energy. We feel like, oh, today, oh, so, but then their energy maybe are low, or maybe they are feeling she's too much. So instead of commending too much, they can just be kinder and say, oh, wow, you do so much. And then just appreciate that we are doing something. So I think word of affirmation is something they can practice a little more, which men don't do generally. Word of affirmation can help women a lot. Apart from that, any act of service, like during periods, if anyone is just giving you a little bit of foot massage, or maybe just giving you a hot water bag, or just bringing you chocolates, can be kinder, right? It just makes you feel, oh, someone cares about you. And that time you're so vulnerable that you don't want anyone, you don't want to take care of yourself also. You're like, oh, just let's just get over it, right? But if someone else just takes care of you, you feel good about it. So just like you said, your brother does things like that. Even my brother is like, shall I order chocolate for you? Or shall I order something? And I'm always like, no, there's no need, I'm fine. Because now I finally got over that magnesium deficiency. That chocolate craving comes from magnesium deficiency. So if you're taking care of those things, you don't need them anymore. Of course, but still, if someone is taking care of you, you feel good. You feel that, yeah, someone is caring. No, it's not just us who have to take responsibility of the entire house. So just word of affirmations and acts of services can be that love language which men can practice a little more.
Yes, okay. I think now we're at the end. And I always ask my guests one question, which is, what advice do you have for someone who is willing to go beyond the border? Like, I know that you are going beyond the border, because just the act of wanting to help other women fight something which is seen as a taboo is already you going an extra mile. So what advice would you have for someone else who is planning to go or is willing to go beyond the border?
I think if you are really passionate about anything, just please go for it. If you're thinking too much, then you're always just thinking. So just take actions and then don't worry about the results or anything. Like, today I'm here because I just wanted to talk about this. And you said a yes to it. And then that's how we met, right? So we are here. And then if anyone else is also willing to raise his or her voice about any rising topic, then come on, just go and go for it. Like, beyond the borders is going to be beyond the borders eventually, right?
Yes,
obviously.
Yeah.
So all the way from India to Germany.
Yes.
So, and you have a lovely host.
Yes.
So she's going to make you feel comfortable, and at the same time you won't feel like it's a podcast. You will feel like this, you're having a conversation with your friend.
Everybody should go beyond the border so they can come on my podcast. Thank you for coming, and I really hope that this helps women out there, and we plan and we urge to do better things for human beings and help humanity
and planet.
Sab kuch mein hi help karte rahenge hum.
I'm okay. Just kidding. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, of course. It was lovely talking to you, and I appreciate you taking all these last minute plannings and everything when I know that you're going to leave within just 2-3 days. So I'm glad that you did it. Yeah, within one day you're leaving. So, and we are here. I mean, that's hats off.
Yeah,
a lot of planning
sometimes
is required.
I'm so cool, I don't realize.
Yeah, you are cool, of course.
Yeah. Okay, then.
See ya!
Thank you! Thank you so much for staying until the end. To help us continue these conversations, please subscribe on YouTube and like and follow on Instagram and Spotify.